Bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, for we know that prayer is the answer in these last and evil days that we are living in. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for giving us another day. We thank you for this opportunity to project the word of God. We thank you for another chance, O Lord, to send up our prayers and communication unto the Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you have mercy on us today. Stretch out your mighty hand. Stop by here and touch our souls, O Lord. Pour out of the blessing, O Lord. Let our souls be blessed today, Lord. Oh, my God, you know our needs. You know all about us, O Lord. We need your help right now, O Lord. We are coming to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, touch our souls. Touch our minds. Give us strength, Lord, where we are weak, and build us up where we are torn down. Help us to hold down, O Lord. Give us the strength we need to go through, Lord. We are depending on you. We are waiting on you, Lord. You are our hope, and you are our strength. No other help we know, Lord. We are coming to you, Lord, in the humblest way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to touch us, O Lord. You know our needs tonight, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to please you. We want to do your will, Lord. We want to be submissive to thy will. We want to be humble before you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, look upon us, Lord. Bless each and every now, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord. Send your word, Lord. Let it reach some soul, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come to our rescue. We need you, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Jesus, bless in a special way. Bless us, oh, Lord. While we're praying, Lord, we can't do anything without you. We need you, Lord. Jesus, oh, my God, we're helpless without you, Lord. Jesus, touch us right now, Lord. While we're praying, Lord, touch us, Jesus. Grant our petitions according to your will. Help us, Jesus. Jesus. We need you, Lord, right now, Lord. Jesus. We need you to stop by here, Lord. Jesus. Come to our rescue, Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Oh, my God, take full control, Lord. Say to the uttermost, look on the souls of men. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody, Lord, is reaching out. They need strength today, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you look on the soul. That soul that is missing, we pray that you have mercy, O Lord. Send her back home to her parents. Have mercy on her wherever she is, Lord. Send good for her, O Lord. Deliver her, Jesus. Jesus, look on. Kenyatta. Oh, my God, touch her, O Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy. We know you're merciful, God. Touch right now, O Lord. Send on deliverance, Jesus. Deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, that soul that needs deliverance for their body. We want you to touch them, O Lord. Somebody, Lord, needs you to touch them right now, Lord. Heal, Lord. You know all about it. You know how to heal. Look on the blood cells in the body. Touch right now, Jesus. Heal, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Touch with your finger of love. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, yes, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe your word, Lord. I believe you. I know you're able to deliver. I thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord.
www.blogtalkroom.com/NKSTCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319. Tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And we want to remember in prayer Indigo West, Ventria Blackshirt, Jada McBride, as well as the pastor from Camden, New Jersey, Ms. Carroll, Tanija Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., DeCheryl Edmond, Dorita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamil Yuri, and Evangelist Reason. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to go ahead and sing this song. Amen. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out until my chains come. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out until my shame comes. My ways may not be easy. You did not say that it would be. But even in dark, can't see my way. You're calling for my trust in me. That's why I'm asking you, Lord. Help me to hold out. Oh, Lord. Help me to hold out. Lord. Help me to hold out. I believe I'll sing that verse one time.
Yeah.
My way cannot be easy. You did not think that it would be. But if it gets dark and I can't see my way, you told me about my trust in me. That's why I'm asking you, Lord. Tell me to hold out. I'm just about to make. Oh, Lord, tell me to hold out, Lord, tell me to hold out until my chains come. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God, Lord. Help me to hold out. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have some exhortations from Evangelist Tameen and words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that opening prayer, for the anointing of the Lord coming in and touching already.
Thank you.
I thank God for the opening scripture. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, praise the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Just thinking on that scripture that was read about praising the Lord, giving God the praise. I thought about Ecclesiastes, the third chapter and the first verse, of how it says that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise be to God. And right now is our season to be blessed. Right now is our season, our time to give praise, glory, and honor to our God. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I know that he will surely help us to hold out. Amen. No matter how hard it gets, if we can give God a praise, when the praises go up, the blessings will come down. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you because prayer works. Prayer and praise, they go together. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise
God, you're praising him. You are to be praised. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And while you're praying, you are to be praising the Lord. Sometimes we start praying and all of a sudden we begin to just give God a praise, the spirit of praise. It just began to fall on us.
Yes.
And nothing but praises go up to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in it, God, he is glorified. And the blessings will flow. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
God, for the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in, and my soul is rejoicing and excited. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can't help but reflect on how the Lord was moving in that prayer, and all this time how the Lord has been blessing. We may not hear about all the blessings, but I believe that God is doing great and mighty things. And we can ask him tonight, Lord, help me to hold out, because there are great things in store for the people of God.
Yes.
Amen. There are great things in store for us. So let us hold out. Let us be encouraged. Let us keep moving forward in the Lord. And just think on the praises of the Lord. We ought to, in everything we do, find a way to give God praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whether you're in season, out of season, find a way and take the time to give God the praise that is due to his name.
Yes.
And tonight, listen carefully to the word of God. Open your heart. Open your mind. Open your spirit and let God fill you. Let him fill you with his word. Let him fill you with his anointing, with his power. Oh, hallelujah. Through his word. Because the word of God is quick and powerful.
Yes.
And it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So as the word comes forth, let us pray along with the speaker tonight. Let us pray for the speaker that God's word will have to report. And let's open our ears wide. Don't let anything hinder you or get in the way. All distractions, put them aside. If you're doing anything, stop what you're doing, because the Lord wants to speak to you. And be prepared to hear the word from the Lord.
Yes.
Tonight. Now we're going to move on out of the way and just turn this broadcast back over to Evangelist Maybelle Edmond as she comes forth to bring the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful exhortations coming through Evangelist. I mean, yes, it's time to praise the Lord. And it's also time to allow the Lord to have his way in your life. Before we go into the word of God, I'm going to have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you extend your anointing, that you will have your way, that your word reach and have free course in the name of Jesus. Touch and bless, O Lord. Strengthen our souls, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our title for tonight is Striving to Endure. The theme for tonight is, Lord, help me to hold out. I believe every born-again believer in Christ should be striving to endure. Glory to God. When we look at that word, strive, it means, in other words, glory to God, to labor hard, to struggle in opposition, to contend, to endeavor, to attempt, to try, and to essay. In other words, we got to put forth some effort to struggle in the time of opposition. Opposition is all around. Glory to God. Satan doesn't want us to do the will of God. He wants hands and give up. Hallelujah. But we are striving tonight to endure. We have to endure temptation when the test and the trials come upon us to make us give up. We have to be determined to strive and endure. And that's why I say, Lord, help me to hold out. Because without God, I can do nothing. I'm looking to the Lord and trusting in the Lord to help me to endure means to last, to persist, to suffer firmly or patiently, to bear or to tolerate. We're living in the last days, and there's many things that we as the people of God must determine, we must endure. There are many things, many tests and trials that we must go through. Hallelujah. Many things that we must put up with. Glory, hallelujah. We are living in the last days. We are living in the time when men are changing up on God. They are turning against the people of God. But God is on our side, and he will help us to go through. He'll help us to hold on. He will help us to endure. I heard what he said in 2 Timothy 1:13. He said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. We have to hold fast, get a grip of what we heard, the word of God. Sound words, hallelujah, words that mean something, words that will help you to go a little further in the Lord. Sound words which cannot be removed, hallelujah, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And the Bible said in the 14th verse, which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. The Holy Ghost is dwelling in us. We got to keep that good thing, which we heard from the beginning, because we are living in the last days. The Bible says in St. Matthew 24:12, it says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And because iniquity shall abound, oh, so many people, their love has waxed cold. He said, but he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. Glory to God. If we just pulled out, if we could tolerate these tests and trials a little while longer, if we can endure being talked about a little while longer, if we can endure persecution a little while longer, glory to God, everything will be all right. But he that shall endure unto the end, that same one that endured, shall be is filled with God's seal. They shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Glory to God. I want to be standing, Lord. Crack the sky. I want to be standing on the word of God. I'm looking to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I realize that we have to hold fast to the word and everything that we have been taught of the Lord. The Bible says, hold fast that which is good, the things that are good. Hold it fast. Hallelujah. We have to hold on to that which is good and that which is evil. We have to shun it. Oh, my God, get rid of everything that is evil, that is not like the Lord, to endure. We have to strive to make it into that city. We're striving. huge, the story to tell. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him. But just that day, he's able to keep us and to keep us from falling. He's able. He'll take us through our test. He'll help us to stand. He'll go with us when we go through the fire. He'll go with us, and he won't let the waters overflow us. But Jesus, I said Jesus, will help us to endure. Lord, me, help me, Lord, to hold out. I'm not talking about nobody else, but I'm talking about me. Lord, help me to hold out, because every man is going to stand before the Lord and give account for the deed done in their body. It's a personal salvation. It's a personal thing. We all will have to go before God one day. But Lord, I'm striving to make it in to that beautiful city called heaven. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. All we have to do is trust in the Lord. Look to the Lord to take us through. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. He is so worthy. He is so good. He's able to take us through. In Titus 1 and 9, the Bible says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able with sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Hallelujah. We take sound words, sound doctrine, hallelujah, and we exhort to convince the gainsayers, not our words, not somebody else's word, not your mama's word, not somebody's opinion, but the word of God. The word of God is going to stand forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God abided forever. Glory to God. Everything is going down, but the word of God. We have to be in God's word so that we don't be caught off guard. Glory to God. We are looking to the Lord. We are laboring. We are working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Glory to God. We have to work while it is day, for night coming when no man can work. Put your time in, because payday is coming at the wow. Hallelujah. God is going to reward us according as our work shall be. He's going to pay us in that day. I want to write this reward. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want a reward. Hallelujah. That God is going to give. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be ready. We got to be working out our salvation. Hallelujah. Satan don't want us to endure, but we are fighting. We are striving to make it and to do the will of God, to speak the word that the Lord now, not our word, but God's word, striving to do the will of God, not our will, but let our will perish. We want to please God. In these last and evil days, we need the Lord to help us. Lord, help us. Help us. God. He can help us. He can help us to be saved. And that's why we are working for the crown, that crown of life that God gives. Not a crown down here. Not these old natural things down here that man will try to give you. But God has a righteous reward to give unto his people and to everyone. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's bringing his reward with him. He said, Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give up to every man according as his work shall be. Glory to God. Where is God? Hallelujah. Payday is coming. God is going to pay us one day. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we got to stay the course. Satan try to put you on another course and cause you to go into the way. But stay on course. Glory to God. Stay with the word. The word of God is right. The word of God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Stay with it. Hold on. Hold fast to the sound word. Don't let it go. When Satan comes, fables, hallelujah. Don't let him use those fables against you. But remember the word of God, what the word of God says. You got to endure, Lord. Help us to hold out. Help us to endure temptation. For when we are tried, oh my God, he's able to take us through. And I say the test and the trials are coming. They're coming. Just as soon as you get over one, here's another one coming to try to turn you around. But when they come, remember the word of God in the book of Revelation 2:25. The word said, but that which he has already, hold fast till I come. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast till Jesus comes, because he's coming as a thief in the night. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's not going to let you know when he's coming. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Coming as a thief in the night. And when a thief comes, he don't let you know that he's coming to rob your house. He waits until he knows there's no one there. He waits until he has got his chance to break into your house. And that's when he comes. Hallelujah. And I know what I'm talking about. I had an experience when I left to go to church. And when I came back, I found that my house had been broken into. And items had been taken, had been stolen out of the house. But that thief, he came at an hour that I thought not. He came when I wasn't there. Hallelujah. And that's what a thief does. Glory to God. You don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. Glory to God. And that's the same way it's going to be when Jesus comes. He's coming as a thief in the night. So we got to be ready. I heard the psalmist say, he said, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. God will strengthen you, even as you're going through your test, as you're going through your trials. The Lord will strengthen you. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. The Lord will help you to bear the temptation. He'll make a way of escape. He'll create a way that you may be able to escape. Glory to God, because he's a way maker, and he knows how to deliver the God's thing out of the temptation. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a deliverer. I heard David when he said, my soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Glory to God. On the Lord, even when we're being tested and tried, we have to endure. Glory to God. And let the Lord work it out for us. He's able to take us through it. He's able to make a way because he is a way maker. And he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He is a way maker. I thank God. We have to endure. Although Satan will try everything he can to get you to give up, to disencourage you, and to make you not want to go any further, driving to endure. I know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. The Lord, he's the one that does deliverance. And if we can just hold on, if we can just tolerate just a little while longer, if we can go through just a little while longer, everything is going to be all right with the help of the Lord. The Lord is our help. He'll come to our rescue. He'll come to our aid. Hallelujah. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
and he is. When we call on, when we call unto him, he will answer us, and he will answer us that right early. The Bible said, I tell you, I'll answer speedily. The Lord will horse his people. Glory to God. Thank God for his word. In St. Matthew, the 10th chapter and the 16th verse said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Glory to God. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogue. Hallelujah. That's what the devil will do for men, men of the world, men that don't know God, men who have turned from God. What they'll do is deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogue, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for testimony against them and the Gentiles. Glory to God. Satan will try your faith. He'll bring you before the governors, bring you before the kings. Hallelujah, for the sake of Christ and for testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought for what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. You don't have to try to figure out or think up nothing. Just speak. God and the Holy Ghost will give you what to speak to. Hallelujah. For it's not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father, which speaketh in you. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't have to worry. Let him deliver you up in you, and he will do the speaking. But we just have to continue to strive to endure. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Lord, help me to hold out. That's a prayer in itself. Lord, help me to hold out in these last and evil days when the love of many is waxing cold and the brother is turning against the father and the sister is against the brother, my Lord, and the children is against the parent. Lord, have mercy. So much going on in these last and evil days. We are trusting in our God because he's able to take us through. Let them rise up. Let the children rise up. Let the mother, the sister, brother, all of them rise up. But you just stay with Jesus. You stay in the Word of God, and you strive to endure because that devil will work in them to try to cause you to say something or to do something that is contrary to the Word of God. But hold on. Strive to endure unto the end, and the same shall be saved, according to the Word of God. He that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. The battle, the race, is not given to the one that run the fastest, but is given to them that endure unto the end. Thank God. Glory to God. Thank God for his word. At this time, there may be somebody out there. You need strength. Things is going wrong in your life, and you can't seem to get a handle on it. Everything seems to have turned against you, my Lord. And it seems like you just can't get anywhere. And some who have strayed away from God, they need help. Glory to God. The Lord is here to deliver the night. You can get through the God if you just turn it over to the Lord. Give your heart.
your mind, your soul, and your body unto the Lord. Give it all to the Lord, and he's able to take control. He'll change your mind. He'll change your heart. He'll change your whole body. Glory to God. He will work a work in you. And everybody will know that something happened in your life. Glory to God. You can give it to Jesus today if you're not saved, but you want to be saved. You can give it to the Lord today. You can come to Jesus today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Ye hear my voice. Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. Today is your time. Now is your time to give your life to Jesus. If you want to come back, give it to Jesus. Give your life back to Jesus. Let him come in. Let him have his way in your life. Let him have mercy on you on today, not tomorrow, but today. You can get it straight with the Lord. As we turn our hearts and minds to prayer, we're going to ask that Evangelist Hameen will lead us in this prayer. God can do it. Put your mind on Jesus wherever you are. Put your mind on Jesus. Just meditate on him. Remember how he suffered and died for you, that you might have life. Glory to God. And give it all that you did. And say, give it all to the Lord as we go in prayer. And it's coming.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, oh God, and we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for your anointing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone who's listening on this radio broadcast. We're praying right now, Lord, that you will have mercy, that you will look down upon us one by one and name by name, Lord Jesus. We are asking you for forgiveness. Please, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God. Whatever is not right, be merciful and forgive. Oh, Lord Jesus, save souls, oh Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're calling on you because we need you to help us. Help us, Lord, to endure it. Help us to hold on. Help us to go through, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Send your anointing.
Yes,
Lord. Let your anointing come right now, Lord God. It's for the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Tear down strongholds. Because you have the power. Lord, move by your power right now. In the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord. We need you to keep us and to deserve it in the mighty name of Jesus. We're depending on you right now, Lord, and we're looking unto you. And we ask that you'll remember us while we're down here going through, while we're being tested and tried. Oh, God, while the enemy has risen up against us, remember us, Lord, in the special way. And stop by, Lord God, for just a little while. Stop by and see about it, Lord.
Yes,
stop by and work things out for us, God.
Jesus.
Open doors and make ways out of no way. We know you have the power, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, move on the hearts of those who have heard the word on tonight. Oh, God, trust
their
mind, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Give somebody the mind turned from the error of their
Lord.
Give them the mind, Lord, to give their life to you, oh Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give somebody the mind to return unto you, Lord God.
Please,
Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'll restore that fold that's gone astray.
Yes,
God, make them whole again in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, Lord, and save. Oh God, we want to be ready.
Yes,
come for us, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord God, prepare our hearts.
Yes,
prepare us, Lord. Yes, lead our Maker. Oh, blessed Savior. We don't want to be lost, oh God. But help us, Lord, to endure. Help us, Lord, to hold on. Help us to go through, Lord.
Help us,
take us by the hand, Lord. Walk by our side day and night.
Yes,
be with us, oh God, even as you promised.
Oh,
oh bless
God.
Your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord, for grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for the deliverance. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you for forgiveness of sins, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We just thank you, oh God, for this ministry. Asking that you'll continue to bless, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless Evangelist May, Lord God. Ever anoint her for your service, ever send your word through her, Lord. Use her even the more, God. Have your way. Let your holy will be done.
Jesus,
praying, Lord, for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We're asking you, Lord God, for a special blessing tonight, that you will hear the cries of the people, that you will grant the attention of the people, and let it be done according to your holy will. And please, Lord, comfort and console those who are bereaved. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, right now. Be close to the family that are hurting tonight, Lord. That have the pain in their heart. Oh,
yes.
God, you're the only one who can comfort them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We're asking that you would wrap your loving arms around them and let them know that you are there for them, oh God. And those who are not saved, we pray, God, that you would save their souls.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Remember those who are incarcerated. We're asking that you would make of your holy visitation, that you will stop by and see about them, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
let them know that you are the true and the living God.
Yes.
There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. There's nothing impossible. You can do everything, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your touch. Thank you for all that you've done and for what you continue to do, Lord. We're asking that you accept our prayer. And, Lord, those things that we didn't mention in prayer, even the unspoken request, that silent request, Lord, you can hear it. You know what it is. And you have the power to bring it to pass, to grant it unto them, Lord. If it be your will, oh, God, grant it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Now we ask that you accept our prayer and that you continue to bless us, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory to you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
glory to your name, Lord. The Lord, he sent his anointing right in the beginning.
Yes,
Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and he came in the word. He sent his anointing to me.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord began to speak unto them. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you to God. I tell you, the word of God came through in his fullness, the Lord, encouraging us. Praise the Lord. It's important that we strive to endure.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He brought out so many beautiful scriptures, so many beautiful points. We have to hold fast to
yes.
the sound doctrine. We have to hold on to
yes.
what the Lord has given us.
Yes.
And that takes patience.
Yes.
It takes patience to endure. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Endurance is never easy. Not easy at all.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But the Lord, he will help us.
Yes, he will.
He will help us to
yes,
endure hardness.
Yes,
Lord God. We can endure tragedy.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. You can endure turmoil. Whatever may rise up, you can endure it with the help of the Lord. And he will surely help us. Oh, praise God. I want to encourage you who heard this word tonight to let that word stay in your heart. Accept it. Receive it. And let God do a work in you. I'm telling you, the Lord, he really spoke here on tonight. This is the day of salvation. Right now is the time to just go to the Lord and allow him to have his way in your life. So
yes.
Grateful, so thankful for the beautiful message on tonight and for this beautiful broadcast ministry that went forth. And at this time, we're going to give way for other remarks. Our other evangelists desire to have remarks. God bless. If not, praise the Lord. We're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Oh, praise the Lord. We hope that someone has been blessed. Glory to God. We know that God is able. God is still in the blessing business, and he's yet in the saving business. I just thank God for his word. I thank God for his anointing. Glory to God. Tell it all right now. But I thank God for what he has done and what he is doing. We want to encourage you to continue to listen in to the broadcast. And if you want to listen in on this broadcast, you can dial 563-999-3511. Glory to God. And we thank God for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, and Evangelist Cynthia. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and everyone that heard the word of God on tonight. We pray that the Lord will bless you. Continue listening in. And if there's anyone on the line that would like to receive a beautiful, brand-new King James Version Bible, all you have to do is call 8304-7774. This brings our broadcast to a close, and we look forward to meeting with you again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and thank the Lord for you, Ben Tameen, and Ben Skadija, and Ben Cynthia. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close until Sunday night, 7 p.m. God bless you.